In the name of God, whose kingdom is abundance. Amen. It was about a couple years after I started at St. Catherine's. I started in October of 2011. That we finally bought a house, and we moved into that house in November of 2013. And about that same time, we had some good friends from back in our time in Atlanta who lived in Safety Harbor, and they were about to move across country. So my friend Christina asked me if we would like any plants from their yard, and I said yes. I was mostly interested in plants that were either native to Florida or that could survive, that were hardy enough to live here without much care or watering on my part. So they brought over some plumeria, you may know what that is, has beautiful little light blue flowers, some shrimp plants, which are kind of fun, they have beautiful yellow flowers, and some snake plants, which are also known, I think, as mother-in-law tongue plants. They're spiky, beautiful green spike plants. It's sort of like succulents, and they grow up from a bulb. So the plumeria and the shrimp plants have stayed where they were planted, and they've lived through winters of no watering, no problem. But the snake plant, wow. We just put them in the ground, and they began to multiply. From a few plants, then, we have perhaps 100 now, maybe more. My mistake was planting them right up against the screens of our lanai on both sides of our lanai. So now, because our screens are falling apart and we have to have the whole thing rescreened, that means moving all those plants. But let me be clear. This means that John had to dig up all of those plants. Thank you, and happy Father's Day. And replant them, most of them, where I asked him to do. So we have this incredible abundance of plants from a few plants in 2013. We stuck them in the ground. Look what happened. We don't know how it happened. We now have given away lots of these hardy plants to three of our neighbors, two other friends, two parishioners, and have moved the rest of them to about five different other areas of our yard. So I thought of these snake plants and their abundance when I was playing with the parables that we just heard today. Kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. In this parable, the person simply scatters the seed. Scattering sounds very random and casual. This is not careful planting. He doesn't even make nice little holes, a quarter or a half inch deep, as they tell you to do with most seeds. He doesn't try to control it. He doesn't obsess over it. He doesn't water it. I'm struck in this parable by how little effort is needed. The seed just sprouts and grows all by itself. This is a parable of abundance. Have you ever had an experience of scattering seed and being astounded at what God did with it? And by seed, of course, seed can be a metaphor. I think for a teeny tiny bit of God connection or abiding in God. Have you ever just thrown out a seed without any expectation and then been amazed at what happened? And the inverse can also be true. Have you ever tried really, really hard to make something good happen, and no matter what you did, it seemed as if nothing was taking root? Have you ever tried to help someone or a situation, and despite all your best intentions, you just ended up making it worse? Parables are meant to draw us in, to bring us into them, into the stories, and live in them and question them, play with them. I think that's why Jesus taught mostly in parables. They're easier to remember. Stories are easier to remember. But it also gives us something to wrestle with, some work to do. And there's not just one meaning of any parable. The parable of the mustard seed is another parable of the amazing abundance of God's kingdom. The mustard seed is the smallest of seeds, and yet it grows into a giant of a plant that can nurture the birds. I grew up in Southern California, and I learned that when the Spanish missionaries came to California in the 1700s and 1800s, they brought mustard seed with them, and they scattered them all along the way as they traveled up and down the state, founding the missions. And now there are mustard plants everywhere and yellow flowers everywhere in California, especially along the Camino de Real, El Camino de Real, or the King's Highway, as it's called, along which the California missions are all placed up and down the state. So both of these parables can give us food for thought. And as most parables do, they seem to generate more questions than answers. Hopefully, you will have your own questions that you can take home and ponder and pray with. Because I think most of us can probably think of a time when we planted carefully and tended and nurtured, and nothing seemed to work. And I think most of us can probably think of a time when we simply scattered seed and then were astonished at the harvest. Now, I am not at all suggesting that as Christians we do not have a responsibility to work, because I think we do. But sometimes I think it is easy to put our energies into the wrong kind of work. Or sometimes it is easy to put the wrong kind of energy into our work. Remember that Jesus said in the Gospel of John, "When you abide in me, you will bear much fruit. I am the vine, you are the branches." And then basically Jesus says, if you do not abide in me, you can do nothing. So perhaps the parable suggests to us that our good intentions are not enough. We have to abide in God. We have to be connected to God's kingdom, or all our efforts will basically be fruitless. So how do we align our work with the kingdom? How do we find ways to scatter seed that will multiply 100-fold, or plant a tiny seed that will grow into a huge plant? My friend and colleague Bob Gallagher of the Order of the Ascension, who is a parish development consultant and a priest, uses a phrase that I like very much. He says, we can place ourselves in the pathways of grace. And by this, he means we can place ourselves in the pathways of grace that our tradition has, in its wisdom, has put down for us. As Anglicans, Episcopalians, we have a map for our spiritual growth. It is in our tradition. And many of you have done that book with me, studied the book in your Holy Spirit. We did it with two Lenten studies and then lots of other ways we've used the book, Michelle Haines' book. We've looked at this. So one thing we can do to place ourselves in the pathways of grace is to participate in this threefold rule of prayer. It is weekly Eucharist. So we're here, that's weekly Eucharist, daily office, and personal devotions. We can place ourselves in the pathways of grace and open ourselves more to God by a disciplined prayer practice of weekly Eucharist, daily office, and personal devotions. Now, a lot of you already do the daily office in some form or another. The daily office is in our prayer book. It means to have a daily office practice means a commitment to a daily practice of at least one of the prayers in there, the services, morning prayer, noonday prayer, evening prayer, compline, and there's some shorter forms in there. That's the second. So it's weekly Eucharist, daily office, and personal devotions. They make a triangle. Personal devotions are the other ways that you have found in your life that nurture you in your relationship with God. Any other prayer practices, including just talking to God, spontaneous prayer, sung prayer, intercessory prayer, Christian meditation, centering prayer, body prayer. There's a whole host of ways that we can pray, and some of us are drawn more to one of those than another. So one thing we can do to place ourselves in the pathways of grace is to commit to a weekly and a daily practice that will help focus our attention on God. And then we can also practice some form of reflection on our own inner life. This can include talking with a spiritual friend, journaling, counseling, spiritual direction, therapy. And we can practice our faith in the world through prayer and service in a way that opens our heart to God's grace and love. We can strive as much as is possible that we bring the energy of God's love, that we let that flow through us, that be the energy that we use for whatever we do. So Jesus could be saying in this parable, look around you and be alert for small signs of the kingdom, which will then grow and blossom into abundance. Because in the kingdom of God, the smallest of seeds can become the greatest of all shrubs, with large branches strong enough to hold the birds' nests. In the kingdom of God, we can scatter seed and reap the abundance.